Live from NPR News in Washington, I'm Shea Stevens. The Defense Department says the United States will expand its presence in Southeast Asia by using more military bases in the Philippines. As Ashley Westerman reports from Manila, the announcement comes amid a visit by Defense Secretary Lloyd Austin.
The move is a resumption of what is known as the Enhanced Defense Cooperation Agreement, which was signed in 2014. It's being billed by both U.S. and Philippine officials as a way to deter China, both from taking action on self-governed Taiwan and to contain Beijing's presence in the South China Sea. Maritime affairs expert J. Batang Bakal says the U.S. use of four more Philippine military bases does not necessarily mean more U.S. boots on the ground here.
EDCA provides mainly for the United States to be able to build infrastructure on Philippine military bases and also for pre-positioning of supplies and equipment.
This latest move brings the total number of Philippine bases being used by the U.S. military to 9. For NPR News, I'm Ashley Westerman in Manila.
U.S. House Speaker Kevin McCarthy is sounding optimistic that Democrats and Republicans can reach a deal on raising the nation's borrowing limit. McCarthy discussed the topic during a White House meeting with President Biden that lasted about an hour yesterday. The speaker says he sees an opportunity to come up with a deal that both sides can accept.
We have different perspectives, but we both laid out some of our vision of where we'd want to get to. And I believe after laying both of out, I can see where we can find common ground. I think the American public would appreciate that.
McCarthy and Biden plan to hold more talks on raising the nation's debt ceiling. Meanwhile, Republicans say they won't even consider that without spending cuts, which Democrats oppose. Hundreds of mourners gathered at a church in Memphis Wednesday for the funeral of Tyre Nichols, the 29-year-old black man who was severely beaten by police. NPR's Adrian Florido reports that attendees braved harsh weather to lay Nichols to rest.
The Reverend Al Sharpton delivered Nichols' eulogy at Memphis's Mississippi Boulevard Christian Church. Sharpton called Nichols a symbol in the fight for racial justice.
I believe that babies unborn will know about Tyre Nichols because we won't let his memory die.
Vice President Kamala Harris also spoke, as did Nichols' family. Delvacchio Brown was among those who drove through an ice storm to attend.
I hate that this is how Black History Month starts, but just to be here and to love on each other and be of support is really important. So no matter what the weather was like, I was going to make sure I was here because he shouldn't have lost his life the way he did.
Adrian Florido, NPR News, Memphis.
U.S. futures are mostly higher in after-hours trading on Wall Street. On Asia-Pacific, market shares are also higher. This is NPR News. The Federal Reserve has raised its short-term interest rate by only a quarter point. Chairman Jerome Powell says inflation has cooled, but that further rate hikes may be needed to get it down to an acceptable level. He says it's for real this time. Legendary NFL quarterback Tom Brady is once again announcing plans to retire. As NPR's Tulia Smith reports, Brady retired and returned to the field last year.
Wrong sport, I know, but it is deja vu all over again. Brady himself gave a nod to his back and forth in his message posted this morning on social media.
I won't be long-winded. I think you only get one super emotional retirement essay, and I used mine up last year.
The 45-year-old Brady, who holds countless NFL records, including 7 Super Bowl wins, was clearly emotional about his decision.
Thank you guys for allowing me to live my absolute dream. I wouldn't change a thing.
That brought some quips from fans, given Brady's relatively rough last season and his recent divorce, but also loads of appreciation for the GOAT, as he's called. Brady's expected to be back at football games next year as an analyst for Fox Sports. Tovia Smith, NPR News.
As many as 500,000 workers have participated in the largest one-day mass strike that Britain has seen in over a decade. Train services were paralyzed and delays are expected at airports. Thousands of schools closed some or all of their classrooms. Unions have been stepping up pressure on the British government to demand better pay. They argue that wages have been stagnant for a decade and failed to keep pace with soaring inflation. I'm Shea Stevens. This is NPR News.